Listen and Live Audio presents An Enemy at Green Knoll by L.M. Boston. Read by Simon Vance. Tolly and his Chinese friend Ping, just back from a camping holiday, were emptying out of their haversacks the pebbles that they could not bear to leave behind. Their camp had been close to the sea, and they had collected palm-fitting stones as they walked on the tide-washed beaches, every day discarding some and adding others. Now the stones lay in a heap on the lawn at Green Knoll, while Tolly poured water over them to bring out the colour and sparkle. The brightest were of green or blood-red marble, and for contrast black basalt figured with white, or semi-transparent eggs of amber or moonstone, which felt to the fingers like velvet stroked along the pile. Ping turned the pebbles over lovingly and handed his favourites to Mrs. Oldknow.
"Stones ought to be magic," he said. "They fit your hand too well. It feels as though they meant something important."
"They are the natural weapons," the old lady answered, teasing. "Wild man would be very good at throwing them at things. Natural tools, too. The first nutcrackers and all that. Perhaps it's just your primitive instincts coming out."
"It doesn't make me feel at all like wild man. It makes me feel wise, as if I knew things. Only I don't know what it is I know."
"They were used in magic, too," she said, relenting.
"If we had to choose one stone for doing magic with, which would we choose?" asked Tolly.
He picked out a pale green oval, for all the world like a snatch of surf.